Most Islam.
We had to limit this to the English-speaking press. I'm afraid otherwise we would have had 20 nominations. Mind you, they were all from the state of Liquor and Tobacco.
From some, we asked for evidence of the editor being Islamophobic and requested clippings. We got clippings. In one particular case, we got clippings of somebody's hair, and we were told, could it be more specific on which parts you'd like being clipped, please?
Since then, we had to change our address. The Labour Manifesto was nominated by many, but I'm afraid it had to be an original piece of writing.
Well, that disqualifies the Conservatives, as well as Combat 18, who will be very disappointed that their publication will not be accepted as media because it's rather medieval instead. They're dyslexic, so they couldn't understand what they're writing. So, here we are. The most Islamophobic media, and the nominations are the Daily Mail, whose front page was Fanatics with the Death Wish. I was born in Britain, but I am a Muslim first.
Not to be confused, I'm a Briton.
The second nomination, the Daily Telegraph, who printed Gangsters Destroy Dillard Street. You know, they're a bit posh, aren't they? Gangsters Destroy Dillard Street in the name of Islamic purity. Islamic schools were zealous, learned to hate the West. London to host Islamic celebrations of September the 11th. Islamic extremists joined battle in Britain.
Yeah, the Tory graph failed to note British soldiers destroying water tanks in Iraq in the name of democracy. British extremists joined battle in Iraq. London has Zionist birthday party, and Zionist schools were zealous there to hate Gentiles.
The third nomination goes to The Sun, who's flashed out. We can only hope that the creators of the truth were so many prominent politicians, religious leaders, and others to sign in the pledge to British Muslims as a turning point. Tolerance is a two-way street. As Dave Allen used to say, good night, and may your God be with you.
Yeah, another attempt by The Sun to align itself with the
Sunday. Did you notice something there? This must be a first for The Sun. There are 18 words in that sentence. They were inundated with letters from readers saying, please, please make life easier. We didn't know how to read the sentence. They normally use 6 words at the most. 18 words in the sentence by The Sun, and a first.
Okay. And the fourth nomination goes to Fox News.
Fox News, who blasted out US Islamic schools teaching homegrown hate. Muslims in Netherlands being recruited for suicide missions. Husband arrested in killing of wife and 2 in-laws of Islam belief. Can't even get the word Islamic. Warm words for Bin Laden as Muslim fundamentalists gather in Britain.
Yeah, Fox News makes up for yet another American cable show.
And the nominations were, once again, the Daily Mail, the Daily Telegraph, The Sun, and the Fox News. And the winner is...
Where's the envelope?
We need the envelope.
Get the envelope.
Yeah, your envelope's the same envelope. Getting withered a bit. Yes, it's that sly son of a murder, Fox News!
No one on Fox News that attend tonight, because Saturday is the day when all employees of Rupert Murdoch bow down in front of the statue chanting, We're not worthy,
but we do have somebody who likes foxes very much. Indeed, he's the first Asian fox hunter. So, on behalf of Fox, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.